As early as today, President Trump could sign an executive order banning temporary work visas. It would be the latest effort by his administration to limit immigration as high unemployment continues to plague the country. And Democrats are calling for investigations into the firing of a U.S. attorney whose office had prosecuted Trump associates Michael Cohen and Rudy Giuliani. And for more, we're joined by NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson. And Mara, there is a lot to dig into with Jeffrey Berman, the U.S. attorney Trump fired this weekend. Tell us what was his office in charge of and what reasons did the administration give for dismissing him?
Well, first of all, the administration doesn't really have to give a reason. He serves at the pleasure of the president, but the U.S. attorney in Manhattan has a certain amount of independence. But this is just the last in a long line of people that the president has removed who have had some role of investigating him or people close to him, whether it's the IGs in federal agencies, the FBI director, or now the U.S. attorney. And Jeffrey Berman, who was the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, had control over some of the most significant white-collar crime cases in the country, and he was investigating or had investigated a lot of people close to the president. Michael Cohen, Donald Trump's personal lawyer. He went to jail on charges of tax evasion. He indicted two of Rudy Giuliani's associates, Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman. He was also investigating Giuliani himself for possibly violating lobbying laws. So the list goes on. He was investigating a lot of people in the president's inner circle.
Yeah, it was very unclear who would replace Berman. What has the administration said about this, who they want to take the job now?
Well, for the moment, Berman is it was very confusing. A lot of names were floated. But right now, the deputy U.S. attorney is going to replace Berman on an acting basis. That is standard operating procedure. First, they tried to have somebody else replace him. Berman refused to step down, but then they reverted to standard operating procedure. However, the person that the administration wants to replace him permanently is Jay Clayton, who is now the head of the Securities and Exchange Commission. He's never been a prosecutor, but that is the person that they are going to nominate.
What else are lawmakers saying about this incident? Have any Republicans or Democrats called in joining for an investigation?
Well, the House Judiciary Committee is going to investigate. They think that Attorney General Barr had, quote, improper motives for removing Berman. They think this is political interference in cases that involve the president's associates. So the House Judiciary Committee is going to hold a hearing and probably call Berman to testify before that. In the Senate, we know that Lindsey Graham, who's head of the Judiciary Committee, is going to allow the senators from New York to block Jay Clayton. That's something called a blue slip. It's a tradition where individual senators can block the nomination of someone who comes from their home state. So that means that Chuck Schumer, who's the senator from New York and also happens to be the Senate Democratic leader, and Senator Kirsten Gillibrand could stop Clayton from getting confirmed by the Senate Judiciary Committee. And they already have indicated that that's what they're going to do. And Lindsey Graham, the Republican chairman of the committee, is going to let them.
A lot to watch out there for. Let's talk a little bit about the order halting these temporary work visas that the president is expected to sign. How much do we know about who this ban will impact and what people would still be allowed to work in the United States?
Okay, what we know is that this would continue a temporary ban on workers with a long list of visas, H-1B visas. Those are highly skilled workers who work often in the high-tech industry. L-1 visas. Those are sometimes given to executives of high-tech companies. H-2B visas. Those are people who come, they're seasonal workers, they work in hotels and restaurants. J-1 visas, those are temporary student visas, sometimes given to cultural workers or academics. This would not affect H-2A visas, that's agriculture workers, or healthcare workers who are coming to work on the front lines of the COVID pandemic. So there are some exceptions, but this would continue the kinds of bans on immigrant visas that the president has already put into effect. He, in May, remember, he did a temporary halt to any new green cards.
Yes. a lot here to watch out for. We didn't even get a chance to talk about Tulsa over the weekend, but thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
That's NPR's congressional correspondent, Mara Liasson.
Thanks.